Father, we thank you this morning for praise and worship. Those girls and young men who playing in the band have done such a tremendous job to set the stage. That anointing don't not just be when they sing it, it'll stay on them. And we're thankful that that anointing is here this morning. Men and women of Word of Life Christian Center in their home. May peace be on your home and help be on your home today. May the love of God wrap his arms around you. Thank you so much, Father, for so much good things you're doing in our life. I thank you for my family who stand so strong with me in these times, and my staff. They're standing strong, their families, and we're thankful that we're together. And we thank you that there's an anointing that's fresh oil, new wine flowing right now. We thank you all over the world, those who are listening, tune in. May they receive fresh revelation this morning, a fresh word. And then, Lord, I pray for that your hand is upon all the confusion all over the world, fire, earthquake, hate, misunderstanding. As a man of God, I ask you to have mercy upon the United States of America. And then, Lord, I pray for all churches, all men and women of God all over the world. There are some large ministers out there, and there are some small ministers out there, but they all got an assignment. I ask you to have mercy upon them this morning. I'm just so thankful for the peace that abide in Darrow. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. You want to take good notes this morning. Those of you at home, don't watch me as a television person or whatever, because I'm about to bring some things out that I know in Jeremiah chapter 30. Open your Bible, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. I meditated this verse earlier this morning, again, and it's the word of the Lord. And he says in this text, "For I will restore health," underline restore health, "unto thee." You see it? "For I will." Who will do it? Can he do it?
Yes, sir.
All right, think about that now. Think about that. Think about that, because I'll say a few things to you to tell you why I have to read this text. "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord." And he said, here's why I'm going to do it. Look at the word "because." Here's why I'm going to do it. I don't want people looking at my children and think I can't take care of them. That's what he's saying. He said, look what he said. "Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. This is Zion whom no man can help." Call you outcast. Y'all out there just like us. Y'all ain't got no help. Y'all got the hospital jammed up as much as we. We go to Baton Rouge General now, 90% of them is Christian. Mm-hmm. Why? And here the word said, "For I will restore health." Now, turn to Exodus 23:25. Exodus 23:25. Let's see if he said it more than one time. Exodus 23:25. Now listen to what the Lord is saying here. And then I'll tell you the subject matter, you'll understand what God is doing in this generation. You had Exodus? You're in verse 25.
Yes, sir.
At home, are you there? I don't want y'all watching me. I won't be watched. I'm your pastor. Don't watch me. Get a Bible. Get something. Get an iPad. Get something. "And ye shall serve the Lord your God." You're serving him, right? Huh? "And he shall bless thy bread and thy water." Look what he says here now. It's God speaking, right? How many of y'all trust God?
Yes, sir.
And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Underline that. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Say it. And I will what?
Sickness.
Say it again. I can't hear y'all.
I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee.
What that mean? It's gone, right?
Right.
All right. All right. Now, stay with me now. I want you to, a key word there I want you to write. I wrote in my note, take. That's the key word there, take. The key word in Jeremiah 30:17, restore. Take, restore. Now watch this. Watch this. Go to Deuteronomy 7:15. Still talking to us. The Lord's still saying some things to us. Deuteronomy 7, and then we'll go to work. We're about to bring something back to the body of Christ. The body of Christ haven't seen it too much, but we're going to bring it in there anyway. Deuteronomy 7:15. How many times am I going to have to say this? That's what the Lord is saying. Look at the 15th verse. That's the same word, take. Just like Exodus 23:25, you got the word take. Here in Deuteronomy 7:15, you're going to see it again. And the Lord will take. On the line. Let him have it. Let him have it. See, I'm going to tell you something in a few minutes. What have happened is we have switched. We have never been introduced to help as we should in the spirit realm. Health have not been introduced to us in the spirit realm, so we're so busy trying to get help in the physical realm, in what you can't get it.
Yes, sir.
See, health is in Psalm, write this down, 139:14.
Yes, sir.
Your health is there. God gave you a health producing body. A health-keeping body, but because somewhere along the line, we switched from God to man.
Yes, sir.
And we're switching back this morning. What I say?
We're switching back.
Listen now, the Holy Ghost, you gotta help me this morning. We're switching back this morning to God.
Yes, sir.
For my help.
Yes, sir.
Not just for healing.
Yes, sir.
But for my help. Mm-hmm. See, if you know you're supposed to be in health, you can fight better. Yeah, if you're flowing from healing to healing, you're not gonna fight like if you understand my body is designed to be in health.
Yes.
And you'll be a greater fighter. Because you're not planning on having no sickness or disease.
Yes, sir.
You decree I'll never be sick another day in my life. When you know that your body was made for health, and you know just like you got to obey the law of gravity. You're not going to get on no 30-foot tower and jump off. God can't save you if you're that stupid. So you're jumping off hell. That's what we've been doing, jumping off hell.
Wow.
We've been jumping off it. Receive an offer from men. See, doctors think I'm against them sometimes. Doctors don't realize, no, I got to do my job. Y'all doing your job, help people, help ignorant people. We all ignorant. I'm ignorant too. We go to you, we're ignorant. Because God give us a body that produces health. That's all to it. I mean, we can't argue about that. Y'all been having so long now. Come on, turn it loose. Let God have his place, man. God want his people healthy. Oh, my God. Shut me down, Lord. Look what he said in verse 15. And the Lord will what?
Take
away. Take away. What take away mean?
Take it from me.
Right. Take away from thee. How much?
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Is God lying here?
No.
Oh, I bet none of y'all gonna call God a lie. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt. She had blown to Egypt, which thou knowest. Upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee.
Wow.
Say, so he'll take it. That's what he said. He'll take it. Now, please hear me, Word of Life, hear me, because I think we're in an area of a restoration here and revelation and a revolution. Watch what we're going to talk about this morning. I mean, talk about it more than one time. Opening the flow of health in the body of Christ.
Wow.
What I said?
Opening the flow of health in the body of Christ.
Now, this morning, the Holy Ghost will start a health flow. Every person on the sound of my voice, a health flow will begin in the body of Christ, opening the flow of health in the believer. Health is a salvation word. Health is included in my salvation. All right? Now, what is stopping the flow of health in the body of Christ or in the believer? By little or no faith for it? You see what happened?
Yeah,
you see, you don't have the body of Christ because faith come by hearing has not enough teaching on health. And they expect to be sick,
yes, sir.
To be healed.
Yes, sir.
Expect to be healthy and not be sick. You see it?
Yeah.
See it? Now you're going to have faith for this. This is not fantasy. This is not fictitious. This is revelation.
Yes, sir.
This morning, I believe that God told me he's opening the flow of health in the believer. Everybody who take a hold of it, yeah, you have to trust God. He knows how to do it. He can do it through miracles. He can do it through signs. He can do it through wonders. I mean, there's so many ways he can do it, but that mindset of being sick has to be removed. See, because somewhere we just think we got to be sick because the health, beloved, I wish above all things you're prospering, being even as your soul.
Yes, sir.
See. I wonder why he used the soul in 3 John 2. Make a note of this. In 3 John 2, and used the soul also in Psalm 139, 14, when he's talking about the type of temple or the type, I'm going to use a mundane word, the type of machine he'll put you in. You're in a healing machine. Those cells. See, people think they're sick by germs and diseases. No, you're not sick by germs and diseases. Your body is designed to stop germs and diseases. But you have to know that. You have to know that medicine is not designed to stop sickness and disease. Medicine are helping people who are ignorant. And what they're doing is not the solution. It's not the solution. It deals with symptoms. Opening the flow of health comes to your house today. All your family, head of the house, listen to me, men of your home, begin to believe God for help. Stop just praying for healing. Listen, here's a definition that we have not used. Three powerful texts. I open up with three powerful texts. He said, you heard what the servant of God said, I'll restore health to thee, right? Listen to this. I want you all to hear this because this needs to be understood. Healing is restoration of health. Healing is not the restoration of another healing.
Come on, sir.
It's the restoration of health. When you heal, you go to health. You don't go to another healing. You go to health. Now, if you know how to hold your health,
come on, sir.
Once you heal.
I see it.
Yeah. So let me read this to you again. What is stopping the flow of health in the body of Christ? What is stopping the flow of health in my body? Write that, write that. What is stopping the flow of health in my body? What is your expectancy? You see what I'm saying? What is your expectancy? Look, health does not go by age. See, that's another thing they got. They think that age bring on sickness and disease. No. It's not told to you, but your body is designed to renew every year. Now, when I talked about the law of gravity, you ain't jumping off no building. Huh?
That's right.
Well, stop jumping off your plate.
Right.
It's simple. It's very simple. Very simple. Very simple. Matter of fact, everybody I'm talking to know why you're sick. Every person I'm talking to, every person listening to me this morning, you know why you're sick. It's just built in you. You know it. You know it, especially if you got somebody teaching it to you. Oh, Jesus. You know it. You know it. You know why. You can point your finger at your uncle and your aunt, your grandpa. Ain't none of them made you sick. The devil didn't make you sick. He saw you stupid, then he give it to you. All right. Now, stick with me. Don't throw no shoe at me. I can't see you. What is stopping the flow of health in my body? By little or no faith for it. Believing for your health is a God-given right with supernatural backup. Believing for your health, what I said? Is a God-given right. Come on, I got to get this in y'all here anyway. With supernatural backup. If a miracle is need, whatever you're dealing with now, if you need a miracle, if you hearing God's man now, if you need a miracle, right now, God will give you a miracle. If you need a sign, God will give you, if you need a wonder, he'll give it to you right now. But you got to believe him for it. But you see, it's not easy to believe when you've come to generation after generation after generation believing something else. The old thing, everybody got to have something. No, that's not what them three texts said. Huh? He said, I'll restore you to hell, right?
Yes,
all right, let's go. I'm awake this morning. Let's go. Let's go. Let me read Jeremiah 30:17 out of the Living Bible. Jeremiah 30:17. Let me read it out of the Living Bible. I will give you back your health again and heal your wound. That's what it said. I will give you back your health again and heal your wounds. Now you are called the outcast and Jerusalem, the place nobody wants. We're supposed to be a sign and a wonder in help. I'm telling you, and we can do it, and we're going to do it, right? I can't hear no amen. Loud amen.
Amen.
I'm here for you, all right? Now, the gospel of health must be preached. The gospel of health must be preached. Galatians chapter 3, let's preach the gospel of health. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, let's preach the gospel of health. Let's preach the gospel of the cross, the real cross, the cross of Jesus. Not no cross on nobody's jacket. The cross of Jesus. Christ. Oh, that's it. That's held right there. That's held right there. First voice, Christ.
Yes,
sir. See, you're supposed to live, I heard this, you're supposed to live in Christ, not crisis. You're designed as a child of God to live in what Christ did, not what crisis can do. It's a crisis in the body of Christ. Sickness and disease is a crisis. Good people leave before they finish. We can have that. Preachers dying. They're leaving too early. They're leaving, oh my goodness, Jesus, help me. Christ has redeemed. I'm redeemed from sickness and disease. Us from the curse of the law. You know what the curse of the law is? Sickness and disease. Christ has redeemed me. Take the us out of there. Me. From the curse of the law. Say it. Christ has redeemed me. Hit your body. Hit from the curse of the law. I'm here for business this morning, man. How did he do it? Being made a curse for us, for me. Being made a curse for me. Otherwise, he took my sickness and disease. For it's written, curse is everyone that hangs on the tree. Go to the next verse, 14. Verse 14. We're talking about the gospel of health must be preached. That's the gospel of health. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ. How many of y'all gonna receive your health this morning? They said that we might receive the health. We might receive our health. I'm not guarantee everybody gonna receive this message. But it's there. You need to have faith now. You need to have faith for health. What you need to have faith for?
Health.
For my faith. I need to have faith for my health. Say it.
I need to have faith for my health.
Stop with this foolishness talking about a pastor that don't know. I ain't talking about, it's not pastor. I'm preaching Jesus Christ crucified. I ain't preaching my own doctrine. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise. Hell is a promise from God of the Spirit through faith. That's how we receive. Of the Spirit through faith. This is what John 10:10 said. I'll go there now. John 10:10. Look what he said. The thief coming not but to steal and destroy. I'm come that you might have health. You might live healthy. That's the healthy life I want you to have. That you might have health more abundantly. I tell you, praise God, I'm headed for abundant health. Say it.
I'm headed for abundant health.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. The gospel of health must be preached. The gospel of health, not just healing, the gospel of health. Thank God all the healing preaching been done, but the apostolically and governmentally, God want to bring health to his church one more time before she leave out of here. One more time, they need to see us walking in health. One more time, they need to see us walking in wealth. One more time, they need to see us walking in happiness and joy and peace. One more time, they need to see the church, the early church. They need to see it one more time. We're going to be the one.
Yes.
Yeah, body of Christ, we're going to be this generation. We're going to be the one to walk in health. They need to see the church, that the church is not a castaway.
Yes.
They need to see we got something that the world don't have.
That's right.
Ooh, we packing something that the world not packing. I'm packing Jesus Christ. I'm packing the kingdom of God. I'm packing the Holy Ghost. I'm packing righteousness. I'm packing redemption. I'm packing sanctification. What? I'm packing the wisdom of God. I'm packing the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Can't you see this?
Yes.
I'm stirred up with help for you this morning. Church, the attacks, don't let the attacks take you as a taxi. Put them off at that stop. Drop sickness and disease off at the name of Jesus. Oh my. What? Look at this question here now. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple. Your body is the temple. Your body is where I live. Hear what God said. Hear God says, I've never been sick one day in my life. That's what God said.
Yeah.
And I live in you.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
See? What? Know you not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Ain't no sick Holy Ghost. What you have of God, you don't have no right to be sick. Take my body. Take my body and trust the world more than you trust me. Wow. Take my body. And when I bring the word to you what your problem is, you want to toot your nose up and act like you're so smart and go back and be sick again.
Come on, God.
God want to change it right now.
Yeah.
I'll say something to blow your mind right here in the middle of this message. Dad, put it in order. Eat raw three weeks and watch what happens. Eat raw. So she see this sound like crazy. Y'all so cookinized. But you feed live food to yourselves. There are a lot of books out there that know how to do it. Don't like me because it sounds just impossible. You feed live food to yourselves.
Yes, sir.
Without cooking all the enzyme out.
Yes, sir.
Your cells will come alive and go to fight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Don't tell a doctor I told you that. Because most doctors don't know this. And I'm not against doctors. Thank God. Emergencies and neglection, we need them. I've used them. I'll use them again if I need them. You understand? But there's another way. I got to get further, Lord. Help me to get further. Help me to get further. Go to the 20th verse. Go to 1 Corinthians 6:20. Oh, Lord, I'm going to scream now. No. Help me, Lord, not to scream. Help me to stay. For you are bought. Your health is paid for. You are bought with a price. Do you know how expensive your health has cost me? Let God talk to you now. Children, do you know how expensive your health has cost me?
Wow.
Your health cost me my son.
Wow.
Jesus, I know Jesus didn't die for me to be sick. I know there's no sickness in Jesus' blood. For you're bought with a price. So therefore, now, what do you mean glorify God in your body? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Huh? Huh? Be healthy. Be whole. Live a long, satisfied life. Don't be like everybody else. Glorify me. Don't glorify the devil in your body. Whoa. What? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit. What your God? Not only do your spirit belong to me, your body belong to me. I want a decent house to live in.
That's right.
Wow.
Now, John chapter 7, verse 37. The Holy Ghost called this verse in for a reason. There should be a flow of health flowing through your soul, flowing through your body at all time. Out of my spirit, says God. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of I wish somebody get hungry for help. Get hungry for help. Get hungry for help and you'll eat right. You're not hungry enough for help. You're not hungry enough for help because you're eating the wrong meal. See, this don't come from the pulpit. We didn't preach this. You know why we didn't preach it? We was ignorant of it. Ignorant of it. And God started preparing me to get some understanding of why I was sick and why my body acting up. It's because of ignorance. It's not because of the inability. Your body got the ability. Your body is built. Your body is your physician. God built a physician on the inside of you. Your lung is a physician. Your heart is a physician. You feed them right, they're gonna work together. And they're going to create hell. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm preaching. This word needs to come into the body of Christ. I'm preaching absolute.
Yes, sir.
I'm preaching truth which is absolute. You got it? No doubt about it. Right there. No doubt about it, son. In that last day, that great day of the feast, look at that 37th verse. Jesus stood and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. How many of y'all are thirsty for help? See, you can't be thirsty if you don't know there's a drink. There's a help drink God brought for you this morning. How many of y'all thirsty? In that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. I want you to drink help this morning. Go to the next verse. Powerful, man. Go to the next verse. For he that believeth on me, how many of y'all believe God can heal your body and bring it to health? Right. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly, out of his soul, out of his mind, out of his inner man shall flow rivers of living water. Where it's flowing to? Your body. Then he going to come out. Help in the living water is help. It's flowing all the time towards you. It's flowing all the time. Let's write this down. Wait a minute. I'm going to go to the second point in a minute. Healing is a restoration of health. I told you that, right? Huh? Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Word of life. I want y'all to listen now because I'm responsible. All right. Second, the body of Christ, the believer or believers have been robbed of the importance of health and have settled for a world substitute. In other words, we're coming right there. Look at Psalm 107, verse 20. I think that's the verse I'm looking for. Psalm 107, verse 20. All right, I'm going to make a statement, then we're going to read that verse. There's a settlement. We have made a settlement from word provision for health to worldly substitute for medicine. We have left the word provision. Look, he sent his word. And did what?
Healed them.
What that mean?
Help.
Help. That's right. All right, now. And there's a seal on that word. And delivered them from their destruction. See the word bring it and seal it. How many of y'all see it? The word bring healing, which is health, and then seal it, that the enemy can't steal it. Write that down. Shucks, write that. Y'all need to have that. I'm about to pull up. Look at me. Jesus Christ, I'm all this water up here. Listen. Jesus Christ. Listen, man, what done come to the body of Christ? A health flow. Y'all hear me? A health flow have come to the body of Christ. Health is flowing everywhere. Say it. And don't believe the lie that you got to be sick. You got to have something. Check your tape out. Check your fade out. Check your thinking out. That's all you do. Check your tape out. Check your fork out. The devil do carry a fork. It's your fork.
That's right.
Wow.
That's good, sir.
You sitting there with that red tail hanging behind you when you're eating all that junk and talking about, God heal me. God can't heal you. You eating? Oh, come on, man. Y'all get in trouble, man. Y'all. He sent his word and healed them. Them in there twice. And what? Delivered them from what? Let me ask you a question. Is sickness, is cancer destructive?
Yes,
sir. Huh? High blood pressure, is it destructive? Yes, huh? Why y'all don't put up with it then? But you're going to have to change that mouth. What you're saying, what you put in that mouth, you're going to have to change it. You can't pray your way out of it. You're going to have jet lag gravity. You respect the law of gravity. You got to respect the law of eating.
Yeah.
dealing with symptoms and not the solution. Write it down. I want you, everybody, because I want you to reread these notes because the Holy Ghost of heaven, I don't want to be an entertainer this morning. Dealing with symptoms. You don't know how many hours it took me to get to this point. So I don't want to, dealing with symptoms and not the solution. The solution to your body health is not medicine. It's not vitamins. It's what you eat, what you believe, what you say. Dealing with symptoms and not the solution. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word, and your faith. Jesus, you're the solution. Jesus on the cross, rising the third day. Oh Lord, I want to preach now, but I can't. Jesus, I'll preach when y'all get it. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word, and your faith is the solution. Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Woo, the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the Word, Spirit, and life. And your faith. That's the solution. But you see, the world have taken the church over so much. The world have said to the church, hey, come over here. We got the solution. Say your prayer. Read your Bible. But we got to finish this. God can't finish this. You need to have us. You need to have some aspirin. You need some Tylenol. See, that's the way we've been trained. Right, that's the way we've been trained. We say a prayer and take it. Say a prayer and take it. My God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. All right. Y'all ready for this? Help government. Help government is the will of God for you. Help government. Help. This is apostolic here. This is apostolic here. I'm bringing it to the church now. Help government. I am the governor of your help. I am the giver of your help. I am the goodness of your help. I am the grace of your help. I am the greatness of your help. Now, I want to unfold this for you, son. Help, we're talking about help government. That government? Huh? God says, I'm the governor of your health.
Yes, sir.
Satan is not the governor of your health. Stop agreeing with Satan. Stop telling him, Acts 10:38. Stop making him believe he got this much power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good.
Yes, sir.
and healing all. And when you say healing all, what the next word come to you?
Help.
I can't hear you. What y'all come to? Help. Healing all. And look what he calls sickness and disease. Oppressed of the devil. Now, somewhere in the Bible it says name called Emmanuel, which means God is with us, for God was with them. So God can't be with you and you let the enemy break in. It's something you're doing that's not right. And that's what I come to tell you this morning. Listen, the health flow, good God Almighty, open the flow of health in the body of Christ. Open the flow of health in the believer. Open the flow of health in your house. Open the flow of health in your family. Open it up. Behold. Turn to Revelation 3:20. Yeah. Behold, yes, I stand at the door and knock. Open the door. Let me in. I'm bringing my health to your house today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. How many see it?
Yes.
He been knocking. Yes. Let me in there.
Yes.
Stop letting men in there. Tell me they're going to get you healed. Let me come in. I'm the healer. I'm the only healer. There are no other healer exists.
Yes.
It's a form of witchcraft of trusting men more than you trust God. It's a form of witchcraft. When you trust man more than you trust God, it's a form of witchcraft of God in the church. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Y'all gonna let him in?
Yes, sir.
And see. Write down in your notes, sit down, write in your notes Psalm 24. Read that too when you're talking about letting him in. You see, you the keeper of the gate. You the keeper of the door. You got to let revelation in. You got to let anointing in. You got to let God wisdom in. You got to let God knowledge in. You got to let God understanding in. You got to let God grace in. You got to let God goodness in.
Yes, sir.
You can't keep locking God out and thinking man got the solution. Oh, man. Write it as much as you can with this. You must begin to say and believe. Now watch the next word. And cooperate with the bold God right statement. I will live in hell all the days of my life from this day forward. I'm going to go over it. Because you're not going to find this in no book nowhere. You must begin to say and believe and cooperate. Say, believe, and cooperate with the bold God right statement, I will live in health all the days of my life from this day forward. Doesn't matter what attacking you. Forget the thing that's behind you, but let's press forward to the thing that's before you. That's all right. You may be dealing with some stuff now, but just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. Just keep saying it and keep doing the three part. Say it, believe it, and cooperate. Well, here's a simple definition of health. The state of being free from illness or injury. The state of being free from illness or injury. I protect you both ways. Now, understand this. The anointing for help must be released and received, bringing glory to God. The anointing of help must be believed and received, given, bringing glory to God. You remember what we read in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, right? 19 and 20. Remember what we read? That our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, right? Huh? And we're supposed to be bringing glory to God, right? All right, now, here's what I'm saying. The anointing, and it's here this morning. The anointing for health is on me.
Yes, sir.
All right. So he said, the anointing for health must be released and received, bringing glory to God.
Yes, sir.
See, that anointing of health has not been released in the body of Christ as it should have been, because we're so busy with healing and doctors. Now, I'm not against the healing message, and I'm not against doctors, but we're putting first things first.
Yes, sir.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. And it should be done to you. Health is included there.
Yes, sir.
If he sent his word to heal me, if I got that word abiding in me,
yes,
the anointing for health, right, Acts 10:38 again. Go back to Acts 10:38. We'll go to Luke 4 and 18. I think it's Isaiah 10, 27, where it says through the anointing, the yoke is destroyed and the burden is removed. We've got to destroy the yoke of sickness and disease. Give me Isaiah 10, 27. I think Isaiah 10, 27. When I look at it, then we're going to Luke. But I wanted to, because it's so powerful. Right here, I feel such an urgency for Isaiah 10, 27. It's an urgency because it's a yoke. It's a burden. It has to be destroyed. Isaiah 10, 27, please, quickly. It's a yoke. It's a burden. It's a destruction. Are you following me? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I know. The Lord been good to me. I know. Glory to God. Isaiah 10, 27. They don't got it yet. Man, I done fell out back there. I got it, though. I got it. And it shall come to pass. In that day, the day has come, that his burden is sickness a burden. I can't hear y'all.
Yes, sir.
It's a burden if your family member is sick.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder.
Yeah.
Where your shoulder at? Where your shoulder at? In your body, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
We're going to take something else off. Watch. And the yoke from off thy neck. Where your neck at? Oh, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I want to announce in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the yoke of sickness and disease in this house, in Word of Life Christian Center, is destroyed today by the anointing. Well, y'all receive that in the name. I don't care how you feel. I don't care where the pain is. I don't care how long. I don't care what the numbers you're reading. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about you believing that the number is going to change. You believing that the pain is going to leave. You believe that your strength is coming back. I'm here as a messenger from God. I'm not here as a Sunday school teacher. I'm here to tell you God wants you healthy. And I'm telling you how God wants you healthy. I'm going to tell you, watch me, watch what I say now. Oh, please, Holy Spirit, help me. Your health is already paid for. Mm-hmm. Write that down. My health. See, you got to write it down because you want that structure to be when you look at you. My health, say it. My health.
My health.
My health.
My health.
My health is already paid for. And I receive it in the name of Jesus. You said it? Come on, member. I know you've been carrying it for a long time, but it's time to dump this load off now. Lay aside every weight and the sin and the sickness that so easily beset you. Lay it off. Get it off you. Yeah, the Holy Ghost is here. Go back to Acts 10:38 now. The Holy Ghost is here. God is here. Jesus is here. I'm about to close. God is here. Jesus is here. The Holy Ghost is here. They're all on the case. Acts 10:38. Look at it. They're all on the case. How God? He there, anointed. See, God anointed. Jesus there of Nazareth. And he said Jesus of Nazareth because God anointed a man. Are you a man? Are you a woman? God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing some that were sick.
Oh.
A few.
Oh.
Special people.
Oh.
That was the press of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus announced the anointing. Luke 4:18. Jesus announced the anointing. How powerful the anointing is. That the anointing is divine medicine. I don't know about people you have. I'm happy this morning. Good God Almighty. You know why I'm so happy? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he anointed me to preach the gospel. He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Loose the anointing. The help, not the healing anointing. We're not talking about healing anointing anymore. We're talking about health anointing. That's a health anointing that lives in your body. Your liver know it. Your kidney know it. Send me the right material. Give me something to work with.
Yes, sir.
And I'll do my job. You do your job, I'll do my job. Your body wasn't made by God for parts to be taken out. But when God geared to that thing, do you know when you have to take somebody, your body, something missing now, one part was supposed to take care of something, it's not there no more, get ready for it happen. Get ready. The doctor take it out because you're so damn dumb. That's why the doctor take it out. He's not taking it out because he want to take it out. Because of you, you did it.
Come on, son.
You got to take it out. You're going to die. That's why you got to take it out. You done contaminated it with your mouth.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Will you please hear this next statement? Pray for my damnation, but read this next verse. Receiving help mercy by presenting your body to God for help is his perfect will for you. I'm going to read that again. Turn to Romans 12, 1. 1 Corinthians 9, 27. You see, a new flow is starting in the body of Christ today. You understand? That's why I'm so excited. It's a health flow. All you got to do is follow the instruction. You see what I'm saying? Follow the word. It's the word that's doing it. It's not me. It's the word. It's Jesus. You see? But he sent me with a message to start health flow in the body of Christ all over the world. What? You see that? Health flow.
Health flow.
Yeah. Opening the flow of health in the body of Christ. Somebody close the door.
Yes, sir.
You can see it? See? Not expecting to be sick. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
From a message like this, you said, no, you don't. Hold that right there. No, you don't. You get the feeling something going on in your body, not right? Hold up. Hold up. What have I done wrong, Lord? I repent. And get it back right.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
I feel the Holy Ghost, man. I got 8 minutes. I'm going to go 8 more minutes. But I feel the Holy Ghost coming. See, for the anointing. All over the world now. People are listening to me right now. See, people don't have the expectation to be healthy.